Con el nuevo iPhone SE por menos de $100 en Metro, conquistas todo. El iPhone más accesible en la marca número uno en prepago. Estudia online o conéctate por FaceTime.
Hola, ma.
El iPhone SE lo tiene todo. Cámbiate a Metro y obtén el iPhone SE por $99.99 al canjear el reembolso tras 6 meses de servicio con autopago. Metro by T-Mobile. Conquista tu día. Límite 1 por cuenta hogar al cambiarse y validar ID. No válido para números activos de la red de T-Mobile o en Metro los últimos 90 días. Aplican restricciones. Visita una tienda para detalles.
This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 1890. I'm your host, Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. From time to time, I bring in a guest expert to talk with you about some element of your career and job search. And today I went to Australia to bring in John Michael to talk with you about career branding and its importance to you throughout your career. And frankly, I'm going to drive this point home right now. There's no time to wait to begin branding yourself if you haven't been doing it up until this point. And you'll understand more clearly as you listen to he and I talk about it. Hope you find it helpful and give it a great review wherever you listen to the show. And this is about a 50-minute interview, which is very long for me, but I thought the information was worthwhile. So if you need to listen to it in doses, do it, but listen to it and act on it. And now let's get going. So my guest today is John Michael, who's founder and group CEO of Image Group International and best-selling author of Life Branding. If you're watching this on YouTube or on the Job Search TV app, you can see that over his left shoulder. He and his firm help you articulate a personal vision and strategy in a step-by-step roadmap to achieving perfect positioning and elevation, both online and offline, to attract your ideal client, investor, and stakeholder. John, welcome. Great to have you.
Hi, Jeff. How are you doing?
I'm feeling fabulous today. And I know we're going to have a good conversation because we're going to talk about everyone's favorite topic. The one that makes people roll their eyes into the back of their head, branding. And don't click away. Please, don't click away. This guy's good. And let me just start with the obvious question. People don't like to think of themselves like a hamburger, a detergent, or any other type of product. But they are, aren't they? Why does branding really make a difference to folks?
It matters because if you want to stand out in a very crowded world, you better basically become recognizable. And the only way you're going to do that is by creating yourself as a brand, as a positioning in the marketplace. And of course, I don't have to tell you more about that. You've got a president that's the champion of branding. And we'll leave politics out of it today, Jeff. So branding works. It works for Hollywood. It works for Broadway. It works for Wall Street. It works right across the board. Branding is positioning. So it's essential. And what happens when you brand yourself is you don't have to sell yourself anymore, Jeff. And isn't that a great thing? Don't we all like to be bought as opposed to for us to have to sell ourselves?
You know, it's so funny you talk this way because, you know, one of the things I always tell is a story about an American product. And by the way, folks, that is not a Brooklyn accent that you're listening to. There's a U.S. product called Charmin that got introduced many years ago. And, you know, it's toilet paper. You know, like, what's the big deal? It's toilet paper. And they came out with this obnoxious commercial that everyone hated, but they bought the product.
Because,
and it's the notion of being able to be in people's minds, to have mind share all the time, so that you don't have to sell yourself anymore. They just know you, right?
Spot on. Absolutely. And that's a great example. And that's what it's all about. It's about, you know, we're talking about a world that's changed now in the last 3 to 4 months, like nothing before in memory. It's going to be a very, very competitive world, more so than ever anything we've experienced in the past. So how are you going to get noticed? How are you going to become memorable? How would people know that you matter unless you start positioning yourself in the, of course, online world, because that's going to be important for leverage, but of course in the offline world as well. So your brand, from my perspective, on a very simple perspective, is really your reputation. It's how, you know, it's how you're seen in the world, and it's essential from that perspective. You know, life is so short. We're here one day, and next day we're gone. My story to my clients is this: you've got an opportunity, one opportunity to really express yourself, this deeper message that you've got, your story that you want to share with the world. If you don't do it, who's going to do it for you? If you don't do it, who's going to do it for you? So you've got to get right onto this. And I know if you're an introvert or you're a bit shy or so on, you might sort of pull back and say, oh, I don't like that, or get squeamish about it. But the reality is, it all matters. And your brand, your personal brand, matters a lot.
And for the introvert, I always think of the brand as being the competent, capable one who doesn't toot his own horn, who doesn't need to self-promote, who's known and has that reputation that everyone goes to. And that becomes the brand, right?
Sure. And absolutely. And some of my greatest success stories have been introverts. And the thing about introverts is this, as opposed to extroverts. Introverts, specifically by nature, do a lot of things without bothering about getting noticed. But the reality is, after they've experienced what their positioning, marketing, self-marketing will do for their lives, career, business included, what they normally say to me is, John, how long's this been around? I should have been doing this a long time ago. So they would never go back to doing it the old way ever again. You know, and it does push him a bit. But I've never met Jeff out of the, 7,500 one-on-one coaching sessions I've done. And I'm talking about hundreds of thousands in my seminars worldwide. I've never met anybody that deep down doesn't want to get their voice out. Not one. You know, so we create stories as human beings and excuses why we don't do things. But the moment you experience some gold, you'll never go back to silver.
I love that statement. So we've convinced everyone they should pay attention and start looking at branding themselves, creating reputation so that people come to them. By the way, out of curiosity, do you see a difference between reputation and brand for individuals professionally? And if so, what's the difference?
Again, on a very simple level, basically, your brand is what will communicate about your reputation. So although I'm using them virtually the same, there is distinctions, because your brand positioning in the marketplace is what you're going to be known as, your reputation. So reputation is really how the world sees you outside of you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But brand is part of that as well, but brand also is how you see yourself inside of you as well, if that makes sense. So what happens with brand is you've got the opportunity to change aspects of your brand that you don't like anymore, that maybe you've evolved from, or you've got to readapt. For instance, in this current crisis that we're all living through, rebranding or repositioning yourself is part of the pivot, essential. And if you haven't got that in your cachet of, you know, in your toolbox, you're going to be in a bit of trouble, because what you've learned in the past will not necessarily lead you into the future that we're going into. You know, and have you noticed from just a skills point of view and just a way of being, where we're at right now with a lot of people, millions of people around the world, it's basically what's more important right now is your copability skills as opposed to your capability skills.
Interesting.
That also is part of your personal brand. And I believe how you cope with what we're going through right now in the employment market, business market, life market, is how your personal brand will be defined.
And folks, just to get clear, we're recording this at the time of COVID-19. So if you're watching this 3 or 4 years from now, you know, this is what we're talking about. And what we're going to cover is broadly applicable from a career standpoint. Because from my vantage point as a former headhunter, you know, I look at it from the standpoint of, you know, if you do great work and you do it within your office and those 8, 10, 12, 50 people know about you, that's great. But who else? Who else? Of the 3 billion people on the planet, who else knows about you? Your wife, husband, partner, that's nice. But isn't it a lot easier if you have your name out there and people see you as the expert?
Yes, and that's the possibility you've got today with online and, of course, tech. So there's no better opportunity. You could be, you know, in your hideaway office in some very remote area on the planet, and you could have worldwide clients. That's branding at its best, and you're using the medium of technology to do that. So for me, you know, leverage is a key here, leverage in all aspects of your life. So if you want to maximize your value in this lifetime, you better start taking control of your personal brand. Because if you don't, somebody else will. And if I want to do business with you, Jeff, as an example, let's use us as an example. The first thing I'm going to do is Google you. And from Google's perspective, I'm going to find out, right, what's out there. So then I can make decisions how we're going to do business together and if we're going to do business together. So what's happening is, especially through this crisis and a lot of people, you know, not taking advantage of their personal brand prior to this, because human beings have got a nature to become complacent, yeah? Very complacent in life, especially when things are going well. When things are going well, we think that's going to be like that forever. Where really, you know, that's a dangerous concept. That's a dangerous concept to be living by. And of course, a lot of people have found that out. They've trusted the system too much. And the system doesn't always work to your advantage. So my story to my clients is, including big corporations, big corporates, or to entrepreneurs, small business, or the individual, is this. You know, the employer, the government, whatever, has their own agendas. What is your agenda? And does it fit? Because if you don't create your future from, and of course your personal brand is part of that journey, then you're at the disposal of forces outside of you. What personal branding does is gets you to take on the responsibility to become your own self force.
Which is good, because in effect, folks, you're the CEO of your own business, whether you're an employee or not. And as the CEO, you've got shareholders, your wife, husband, partner, the children. These are your shareholders that you report to, but you're ultimately responsible. And by taking control of your career in this way, creating the brand / reputation, ensuring that more people know about you, it makes a huge difference. So I want to advance this and start looking at, how does someone build their brand? I know you have a step-by-step approach. Let's do it!
Okay, well, let's get into it and keep it very simple again. If you can imagine, Jeff, a pyramid, a very simplistic perspective. And at the bottom of the pyramid, we have what we call is our build section. Our build section is really the foundations. Yeah, uh-huh. And that fits in specifically with you know, the whole concept of package. The second part is what we call is promote. Promote also fits in with our second part called positioning. And the last part on the top of the pyramid is known as what we call is cash in. And cash in is what leads to our profit. The cash in also, though, depending who the client is, and I have numerous clients in different areas. I have clients, of course, that want to make more money. That's an obvious one. Okay. And by the way, when we talk about money, we celebrate it as a tool to make your life better. Yeah, that's number one. So we have no charge around that or any snottiness around, ooh, we don't talk about those things. No, we talk about that and we actually get you to own that. Number two, for different clients, of course, a lot of my other clients that are very wealthy, they don't care about money. But what they do care is about their reputation. And their reputation at times for a lot of people in society is more important than the money, okay? It might be that their number one driver, motivational driver on a daily basis. Make sure their reputation is spot on. And the last one is, of course, legacy. And I have clients, normally 45 plus in the legacy world, that are thinking about what are they going to leave behind, okay? So normally, you know, if I'm working with a millennial, they're not thinking about legacy. Yeah. And most of my clients, are generally 30, 32 plus. Okay. And the reason for that is because most, in my experience, most people start to find out that they need to start working on themselves in different ways, normally after 35 odd, you know, when they have a midlife crisis that, you know, they bought the story, right? Go to school, be a good boy, be a good girl, get your degree, get educated and get that great job and life's going to be really cool. Well, guess what? What they discover, you know, when they hit a certain age and experience, 35, 40, whatever, hey, life wasn't exactly the way I was told. Yeah. What your personal brand does, doesn't matter if you're going to work for a corporation, you become an intrapreneur, you're going to do it for yourself, you become an entrepreneur. But the bottom line is your personal brand gets you to control your own destiny.
Amen, brother. So in building that foundation, how does someone start in their career to build the foundation? The easiest thing that comes to my mind is do a good job. But I know there's more than that.
Definitely do a good job. And that's a great start. But I've got to tell you, I've branded men and women that have done actually an average job. And that's the thing with branding. You don't have to be the best. Because branding is the positioning is a perception. It's a perception in the marketplace. So when, you know, I meet somebody that's a perfectionist and wants to get it 100% right all the time, okay? I know that, you know, there's probably a lot of anxiety going on there and sorts of all sorts of other stuff. This is not about being 100%. I call it, it's about being a perfect imperfection because that's what we are. We're all perfect imperfections, you know? So it's all about perception. It's about how do you basically take a human being and create a perception, perceived value that's a lot higher than they ever, ever imagined. It's like, example, if I'm gonna sell you this pen, how do I get you to be convinced that this pen's not worth a dollar, but is actually worth 10? Human beings, and that's how I discovered branding, by accident, by something as an example like this. So this product here is worth $10 to the person that perceives that as $10 value.
And you don't need a lot of them. You just need the right one.
Yeah, you don't need that's 100%. Now, if you're really good and you're a master at what you do, okay, fantastic, good for you. But not every human being is going to be that. You don't have to be so perfect or so extraordinary in what you do to maximize your value as a human being. You really don't, you know. And I think sometimes university professors, you know, overplay this at times because basically real life's not like that. You know, it might be like that at university, okay. But real life doesn't mean you have to be so perfect at something to do really well out of it, especially if you're an entrepreneur. You know, entrepreneurs don't worry about perfection. They just get on with it. They just create, fail, get back up, and have another shot at it. That's what it's all about. That's life, you know, and that's what I support big time. Because if you're going to get your message out, your story, how are you going to get it if you don't start putting it out there and promoting it?
So we advanced to promote. I was still back on build.
Go back to build.
I'm just making sure. So on build, it starts off with being capable competent, it doesn't require exceptional. It doesn't it's nice to be exceptional, but it's the foundation for what it is that you do is where we're starting off with.
And yes, 100%.
And then you move to promote. And thus it becomes, what are you promoting? How are you promoting? Walk folks through that for us.
Okay, so again, I'll just go back to the build before I go to promote. The reason we build is if you don't build, no different to building a house, that means your foundations are loose. And eventually, if you don't get your foundations right, the house eventually will collapse. Your personal brand potentially could collapse as well if you don't get the foundations right. So that's where the system comes in from that pyramid that I mentioned to you earlier. So we get the foundations right. And then the promote is, how do we get the key messages out there? And the example of that is, of course, the social media, LinkedIn, etc. But it's following a system. Because if you don't follow the system and you just go and post social media, start putting stories out there, put a lot of content out there, right? The whole message, content. You're going to be lost in noise because you're not following a strategic approach to get the results that you want to get by following this process. So most people in my experience are not following any form of system. They might, it's very ad hoc, very, very reactionary, and at times all over the place. So they got a lot of, you know, they're creating a lot of output out there, but there's very little input. And the, you know, what I noticed with, I tried this out, Jeff, you know, all these Facebook likes, I had all these Facebook likes, right? So I put them in a package. I went to my bank manager and I said, look how many Facebook likes. He said, and he said to me, what am I going to do with that? Show me the cash. You know, so the results around basically your brand is not just the perception that you're popular out there. It's what are you bringing in? What value are you bringing in to yourself? Okay, so you can maximize who you are. And a part of that, of course, is financial. Part of that is reputational and other aspects that would come from that, whatever's important to you. So you know, the promote is essential. Now, promote also means mainstream media as well. People underplay that in today's world. But, you know, depending what segment of the market you're speaking to, that still has an important role to play, 100%. And it's if utilized effectively, will also get you publicity, will get you known in the wider world, even if it is, you know, a little bit of the old world. The reality is they still work very well together. And that's part of getting your messages out there. Because even if you're going for a job and you were a recruiter, and of course the world today, you know, recruiters will check you out online. They will do all sorts of different tests on you. They will, you know, if you don't exist on Google, as an example, as we know, like Jeff Bezos said of Amazon, you don't exist. So I can't tell you how many people to this day will come to me and say, John, I want to be positioned. I want to be branded. You know, I want to be specifically promoted. And then you do a search on them and there's hardly anything on them. But they claim to be this and claim to be that and claim to be that. Now, I'm not denying that. All I'm saying is the world might not believe you because
we all look for validation over Google.
100%. So, and the, you know, and so the social proof of that also with the likes and so on before is important. But what I'm saying is it's not the number one. You know, you're going to be thinking beyond just quick likes, and you're going to be start thinking about, you know, what returns are we going to bring in here? You know, because the problem with a lot of content is you get a lot of output, but what's the input? People, and the input is your return on investment. You know, what's that going to look like in reference to, in this case, let's say going for a job or looking for investors or trying to grow your business, sales, for instance. You know, that's the input, and it's essential that you focus on that input.
So for people who have a confusing message, You know, they're expert at one thing, but they also promote something else. How does that adversely impact them?
That's a great question, and that's essential. And as we know in the marketing world, that, you know, we would call that a niche. You've got to create yourself a niche of who you are. Yeah. And in my experience, especially in the online world, you've got to even consider creating a micro niche, a niche of a niche, because it depends what market you're going for. Most models online are a mass model. So it's like, it's a shotgun approach. Ours is more laser focused. So we would say specifically, whatever expertise you want to promote to the world, create that niche and stick to 1 to 3 maximum. That's it. But that one focus is the best. So you start with whatever that niche is, and then you might have, you know, sub niches under that. But up to 3 is probably the best from a simplicity point of view to get you started. And basically, it's about focusing on that specifically, focusing on that and focusing on that. So example, if you're going to be a business coach today, and that's your sort of your positioning statement, that's a very, very crowded marketplace, because it can bring in all sorts of different people that compared to yourself as a business coach, yeah, that really, you know, other business, they might be an accountant, but not really a business coach. They might even be a lawyer, but not really a business coach. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to create a niche, you know, and so you might, then your niche might be there, you know, specifically, you know, business coach for accountants or for lawyers, as an example, as a very basic example.
I know since COVID started, the first people who started to show up in the US in my connection requests were the people who claimed to coach coaches.
Yes.
Then it became, for me, given, you know, my media presence, it became the people who claimed to coach podcasters. And I see, you know, I look at their profile, and they're offshore, no disrespect to people who are not in the U.S. There are many very capable people, but they have 6 months of experience, and they're going to be my coach.
Yeah, you're spot on, and that's 100% correct. You know, what you're alluding to, Jeff, is occasionally to coach, you need a bit of silver hair.
Or no hair.
Or no hair! Hey, by the way, the no hair bit, I'm known as an image maker, right? So, you know, some people, I've had bald clients, obviously, and they said, what am I going to do about this? I said, hey, I'm good, but I can't create miracles. Okay. Okay. So you're dead right. I mean, look, experience is everything. And what we're talking about here, and I know your reputation, I know how experienced you are. The key here is it's lived experience. And this is essential. It's not basically pulling out a book and reading from the book and telling me what an expert you are. Because as you know, okay, especially even in a live interview like today, an expert, you know, a so-called expert can be tripped so easily by a smart interviewer, okay? You know that they really are faking it. Now, I'm not making a big deal out of, you know, it's okay to, you know, fake it till you become it, right? No problem with that as well, because it's part of setting up yourself for the future, right? No different to what, you know, Socrates said, it act as if. But the thing about that is experience matters, and it matters so much. So that's why today, in today's world, again, we're going talking about COVID crisis that we're living through. Experience will be, if you've got, you know, that lived experience, and you're facing this crisis, and I faced 3 crises since, you know, the collapse of the share market in 87, right? You know, and lost millions of dollars, okay? You know that, okay, this is just another blip in life. It's not the end of the world, especially if you're, you know, 25 and you haven't had these life experiences right now, you know, and you get unemployed or whatever. It's like, oh, what's going on? Yeah, that's where a good mentor, a good coach, a good confidant will come into play to help you navigate through that. And if you haven't got access to any of that, could even be a parent, a friend, you know, anybody, but please reach out, because there's good people out there in all different dimensions that will be able to help you. But do your research and just make sure that they've got the lived experience, not just the yap, 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 you know, the lived experience. It's essential, you know.
It's That's funny. Why, I'm sorry, yeah, please continue.
No, go ahead.
I was about to say, you were talking about reaching out to other people. And, you know, one of the things I always point out is you have to make sure they're actually capable. Because it's one thing to have a wife, husband, or partner that's in a field, and they're good amateurs at giving yes. career advice, and that being a good amateur is from their lenses of their experience, there's no relationship with you and your experience. So it becomes really important that you recognize what you can accept from them and what you should politely nod at and disregard. And same thing with mentors. Often mentors are institutional advisors who are there to tell you, don't leave. We can work things out. And they're there to basically promote you within the organization, maybe, but often they're there as like placebos to pat yes. you on the head and say, it'll be okay, don't worry, it'll be fine.
That's right. And what you've just said that about patting you on the head and making you feel good superficially, I think a lot of people have discovered now through all the retrenchments and the unemployment happening worldwide, that the so-called story you were sold, that you are, you know, part of the family, okay? Well, it's really interesting because when the crisis hits, you were one of the first to be let go. So if you are analyzing right now how you were conned to believe that you were part of the family, it's time to take control of your personal brand, okay? So you never get conned again. Because people, you know, and you would have seen a lot in the recruitment world, they promise you all sorts of stuff, you know, when everything's going well. But the real people that show up, including friends, family, right across, well, that family's blood, so it's a little bit different, right? Okay. Generally, you're going to find out the people that really, really matter in your life are through times like this.
Yes.
Like this.
And the people that you meet professionally, like your manager, the director for your group, the one who's going to tell you it's going to be okay, don't worry about it, they're 27 levels removed from the real decision makers. What do they know?
Exactly. Yes, spot on. Exactly. So even from a personal branding point of view, then that leads to that. For me, you know, the idea here is you got to position yourself and you got to strengthen your little territory. So even if you're working for a large corporation, okay, for a large organization, government, whatever, you have your immediate boss building your brand, okay? But also it's who are the stakeholders around that? How are you building your brand beyond your boss in this case, okay? Or beyond the investor, because you got to safeguard your position. So it's essential that everybody knows about you. And you don't have to do this. You know, a humble brag works well once in a while, you know, because if you don't do that, who's going to do it for you? I had a client yesterday. We just, you know, we nominated them and they won a big business award, right? Before this award, they were like, you know, nervous. Should I go for this? Shouldn't I go for this? Look, I said to them what I've been saying to you. If you don't, you know, get your story out there and be recognized, who's going to do it for you? Who's going to do it for you? If you study the rich, very wealthy on the planet, the famous, yeah, the very, very successful, including academics, Harvard and so on, that have positioned themselves as celebrity professors and so on. It's all one system, one game behind the scenes. Jeff, business is a game. You know what? Let's forget about business. Life is a game. It's just a big chess game, you know, and you've got to maneuver the pieces. Yeah. And if you don't, you're going to get knocked over off the board. Unfortunately, I've got to, you know, for me, radical truth works. Okay. It works because when I was coming up in my career, I wish I had more radical truth tellers in my life, as opposed to patting me on my back and just saying, hey, everything's going to be perfect. Everything's going to work out. Oh, don't worry. Be positive. You know, rah, 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 rah. Yeah, that's great. But unless you set yourself up with some foundations and then have somebody behind you that's actually sort of driving you from the point of giving you a bit of a slap in a very light slap from the perspective of waking you up. And that's essential today, yeah? Because resilience doesn't exist right now, especially with people under 30. And I hate to say that, you know, as a stereotype, right? But resilience has been pulled out of humanity. You know, it's been pulled out. And for me, that's a serious issue because it's a game, as I said. And resilience, especially in this climate, but any climate, you need it. Yeah? You get unemployed, as you know, or you get retrenched. If you haven't got resilience, you're going to be in serious trouble.
Agreed. And I want to keep moving forward because we really spent most of our time so far on the concept of branding and why it's important, the foundation and the position. And there are two more levels here, the cashing in, which I really love, and there's, of course, legacy. Folks, I'm just going to do a quick story about the cashing in, about a guy who's a friend of mine who I met in a social situation. We would get together regularly, and he was an assistant vice president for a bank in New York. Good at what he did, but no one really knew about it. And, you know, he asked me what he should do. And this is the 1980s, okay? This is a long time ago where the branding options were limited. There was the old boys club, but he wasn't going to get in there right away. So the question became, how could he brand himself? And I said, try and get on the speakers tour. Try and get on the conference tour where you're a featured speaker or you're a panelist that people want to invite to their conferences. People will get to know you and the phone will start ringing. It was the phone in those days, folks. And suddenly he's starting to speak. It was great. Free work. But then he starts getting contacts from executive search firms. Why? Because they don't want to receive resumes. They want to see who's been selected as an expert. And in effect, by being on the speaker tour, the conference tour, he was pre-qualified in their view. And suddenly he's moving up to senior roles, managing director roles at a bank. He becomes a partner with an accounting firm. And that led him into a variety of professional relationships that have caused him to be a semi-retired business consultant now in Silicon Valley, working globally. It's all about the positioning and allowing you to cash in. Is that a good story for this?
It's a great story. It's a great story. It's a real story. And yeah, and I can really relate to that experience personally and also with our clients. So, you know, the thing about all of this is we can talk about something as important, but until the individual really gets that this is actually going to make a difference to their life, yeah? They, like you started off your whole interview with me around why branding and why is it important and so on. They won't do anything about it, right? Or a crisis like this would come and then they look in the mirror and say, God, what am I doing right now? No one's calling me anymore. So the cashing in aspect, and I mentioned cash is, you know, money is one aspect of that, is an essential element because it's about value. It's how you perceive yourself. You know, as you know, in the recruitment world, they normally say, well, you know, you're worth, example, 100K as an example. That's what the going rate is. Well, I can tell you, and I can show you evidence of this, Jeff. I've had clients on 100K that we've repositioned in 18 months to earn 450K. And that is just like totally left field. They could never have done that. Why? Because the person, the individual, did not see their value. We are not taught in school, for instance, from an early age to value ourselves, okay? We're given all this data, all this so-called knowledge, but we're not shown how to create value for ourselves, you know, for ourselves. We're not told anything about making money, wealth creation, right? All the stuff that matters, relationship skills. We're given all this blah, 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 that at times is not going to help your life. And in this case, your career. Okay. So for me, we play a big aspect. And of course, that's the mindset that, you know, it's a mindset. And we're all conditioned, as we know, from little kids, right? So if the mindset is not growth and it's fixed mindset that you can't do it, you're not worth it, you're not good enough, you know, then obviously we've got work to do with the individual, clients in this case, to drop that story. And the way I regard the story that's going on in our heads is like a recording. It's like a recording. It's been recorded in there. So since it's been recorded, we can erase the recording and re-record. And of course, we do that. We do that with different techniques. And from my point of view, and some of my training around cognitive behavior therapy, okay, or CBT, is incorporated to change the mindset. Because I haven't met somebody yet that is not, it's not possible to go from, you know, A to B to C to D and beyond, as long as they're open to it. So, and as you know, as a coach, the client also has to be coachable. If they are not coachable, or if their ego is out of control, you know, narcissistic from the perspective of they know everything, then it's like, what are you doing here? I can't help you, right? Okay, and this is essential. So as a coach, you've also got to know which clients not to take on and which clients to refer on to somebody else. Hopefully your competition, so then they can bother them.
Agreed. And it's so funny that you talk this way about passing people on and recognizing who you can't help. Because the ones that you can't help suck a lot of energy from you. And it really eats you up from the inside because, you know, I don't care what career you're in. The people who are the vampires, I'm using a strong term here, are energy drains. They affect your other work. You can't do your best for others with them being like a leech on your body, drinking the blood out. So I agree wholeheartedly. And it's hard for people to see that for themselves, about themselves.
Yes, yes, and 100%. And we use similar language that you've just shared, surprisingly, because it does feel like that. Somebody's sucking your energy, sucking your life force, yeah? And again, in life, you've only got so much energy. You haven't got unlimited energy, contrary to what we get told sometimes. So you got to really, really manage your energy, you know, if you're going to be effective. So from that perspective, you got to also, what you're alluding to, I think at another level is, who are you spending time with? Who are you communicating with? Who are, you know, who's around you? And that's also part of your personal brand as well. Okay. But I got to tell you, you know, we're all different. We just had a dinner the other night, two nights ago, actually, with a group of friends. It was eight guys, yeah, from a long time ago when we were kids growing up. We're talking about guys here that we've known each other for at least 55 years, 50 to 55 years. And we were just talking, and it was like, isn't it extraordinary after all these years that we're together and we meet regularly, yeah? And I think that says something. And I don't want to brag about this, but I know it says something about me as an individual, and it says something about our group, okay? Because loyalty, all the virtues that keep people strong throughout life were evident and displayed in our whole conversation at dinner the other night. And that's part of our personal brand as well, okay? Your personal brand also is you as a father, a mother, a brother, a sister, a son, a daughter, okay? This is also part of your personal brand. And when we brand and position people, we bring in their life story into their career or business story. Essential, because you've got to create some vulnerability to be trusted. In this world where trust has gone down to sort of zero, yeah? Okay, you've got to be authentic, okay? And our work is about authentic personal branding. And this is a key word. I'm not using it as a cliche. You know, and what does authentic mean? It means taking a bit of a risk. You know, it's about putting your story out there. Sometimes, you know, somebody might have a dig at it. For instance, if you're talking about journalists as an example, but doesn't matter. And I work, you know, when I work with politicians or CEOs, I tell them the same story. Put some of your story out there. Doesn't matter if it's a bit of risk. I understand how the media works. I work with them every week. Okay, they might have a go at you. But the reality is, your job is to be trusted. If we're not trusted, We're not even going to have a conversation. Or if we do, it's not going to be a long-term relationship. Yeah, it's not going to be a long-term relationship. So your authentic personal brand builds trust. And I use the word authentic because you mentioned before online and so on, there's experts. Every man and his dog right now is an expert. Yeah. You know, authentic personal branding will get you to shine at a level, okay, that basically is you. But what that means is you can't be super polished. Yeah. If you are super polished, what that means is, or super professional, what that means is you are scripted. And I'm not saying there's anything. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I'm not having a go at that, but I'm not into scripted relationships, right? I'm into basically authentic. You're going to say something, I'm going to say something. We're going to respect each other. We're going to listen to each other. And if we don't agree with each other, we'll have a conversation about that. Yeah. We'll have a conversation. No problem. That's life. Right. And thank God we don't agree with everything. Otherwise, it'd be so boring. You know, imagine talking to yourself in the mirror every day. I mean, that's some boring game. Right. So, you know, your authenticity matters. It matters a lot.
It's funny that you talk about scripted. And as a quick story, I used to have a second job search podcast called Job Search Radio that became number two in Apple Podcasts for job search before I discontinued it in early 2019. It was just between No BS Job Search Advice Radio, my YouTube channel at Job Search TV and Job Search Radio. It just became too much. So I discontinued that. And on the first show, it was my first interview show that I'd ever done. I brought a friend on to interview him because I knew I'd feel comfortable with him. And I scripted out most of the show, including the opening joke. Now, I had a coach and a station manager working with me. And the station and the coach said, nice first interview. Really good first interview. The station manager said, how long did it take you to write the script?
Yeah.
He could spot it right away.
Yeah, it's so obvious, right?
And when I first listened to it, I thought, this is smooth. I've got this one down. No problem. I could do this all the time. But it was BS.
Yeah.
And it showed.
It's BS for real relationships, especially, you know, as a coach, for instance, or any form of relational type of work. It's all, everything's about trust. So although, you know, a TV anchor is scripted, that they play a different game to me and you. Yeah. That's another world altogether there. So in our world, it's all about relations. It's all about basically knowing that, hey, you know what? I'm going to get some advice from you and I know you're going to be on my side. Okay. Bottom line, I might not like to hear the advice from that perspective, but I know you're on my side. So the truth matters. And that, what that means is you've got to make yourself sometimes vulnerable. Okay? And vulnerability is actually going to give you freedom. It's going to get you to express yourself specifically and bring some heart out. You know, I'm very clear. You know, in this time of my career and my lived experience I'm 59 years old, so I'm not a little kid. The reality is this. Today, if I meet somebody, I don't care how capable they are. If they have no heart, there's no way we're going to have a long-term relationship.
Yeah.
No way. I'm very clear about that. And trust me, I've had some friends, okay, that at times displayed some of that. And it was known to them that this is not on anymore. You know, so it's about having courage. Heart, for me, is everything. It's everything. Because we can all look cool. We can all pretend how great we are. But hey, I want to know, you know, how are we, you know, feeling with each other? Yeah. Because trust does not come from here. Does not come from the head. It comes from the heart. So I think that's an essential part. And that's also part of your brand. You know, it certainly is part of my brand. And I think, you know, I know it for a fact, if you spoke to any of my clients, what they'll say to you is, he cares. He cares, you know, because, you know, as a coach, people share their life with you. They open up to you. They tell you all sorts of things that they would never have told anybody to that moment, including their therapist, for instance. So when I've shared so much so much love, you know, because that's what I see it when they open sharing like that. It's like you want to do the best that you can for them, you know. By the way, for me as a coach, it makes my life harder because I've got to keep on thinking about this and coming up with solutions, right? Okay, not that I'm complaining. But the thing is, that's when you're going to make the biggest difference.
And that's what we all go for. And that's really the thing about cashing in, that people think it's only about the money, but it's about making the difference. The money comes with the ability to make the difference and being perceived as someone who can make a difference. But you spoke about one thing, and then we have to start wrapping things up.
Yeah.
You spoke about courage. There's a coach that I learned from at one point named Lance Secretan, who came up with what he calls the CASTLE principles. And it's an acronym for courage, authenticity, service, truthfulness, love, effectiveness.
Right.
And it starts with the courage. People always forget about courage because our times these days don't seem to value courage, except, you know, the ability to weep at the drop of a hat. So I'm just going to wrap things up one extra statement and say, there's a men's a retreat weekend I used to lead for many years. And as the attendees would arrive, they'd be asked one question: who are you? And that's really what branding is all about. Who are you at your core? It's not about the job, although the job is a big part of it, but it's who you are as a man, who you are as a woman, at your best, with all those dimensions. And if the firm doesn't accept those dimensions, maybe it's not the right place to be.
Yeah.
So, John, thank you. I know there's so much more, and I'm really enjoying talking to you. At some point, we ought to do another round. How can people find out more about you, the book that's over your left-hand shoulder, the whole shooting match, okay?
Well, what I'll do is I think the best thing they can do is even download a free book online. I have the links for you. And that will give them some information that's beyond what we've discussed today and will give them an opportunity to self-start themselves without even hiring a professional. That will be a great spur to start getting more conscious about what we've discussed today and really, really taking it on board. So that will be good. But, you know, our website's obviously www.imagegroup.com.au. You can find us there, check us out, and but you know, certainly check out the ebook, because the ebook is it's got some great information and I think would be highly valuable to you as a great starting point on personal branding.
And I just want to make sure, folks, that you catch the correct spelling of his last name. It's pronounced Michael, but it's spelled M-I-C-H-A-I-L, and the web address is imagegroup.com.au. I told you it's not a Brooklyn accent.
Yeah. Well, it's Brooklyn, Australia.
Excellent. And you're going to send me the link so I can include them in the notes.
Absolutely.
Right,
100%. You'll have everything there, and I'd love to be service to your people. And of course, it's been great chatting with you, Jeff. You're a professional. And you know your stuff. So it's been a privilege being on your show.
Thank you. And that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few more ways to get information and advice from me. First of all, visit my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us. Go to the blog. There's a lot there to help you with your job search, hiring more effectively, managing and leading, and workplace-related issues. In addition, if you're interested in my coaching you, there's a button there that says schedule. Schedule time for a free discovery call or schedule yourself in for coaching. Obviously, I'm going to charge for that, but I can help you with interview preparation, leadership coaching, salary negotiation advice, making a good decision between different offers, anything related to improving yourself in the workplace, I can coach you about. If you have questions for me, you can schedule 15 minutes with me at thebiggamehunter.us/live, or you know, a less expensive way is at thebiggamehunter.us/video answers, where you leave a message for me and I'll respond with a 3 to 5 minute video. Connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/in/thebiggamehunter. I can assure you, your network will expand a lot by connecting with me. And finally, watch me on TV. Download the Job Search TV app for Fire TV, Fire Stick, Apple TV, Roku, like 90 different manufacturers. I'll be back tomorrow with more. And in the meantime, I hope you have a terrific day. Be great!
Rule the day the plant-based way with the new Vegan Mixed Berry from Smoothie King. Powered by whole, non-GMO fruits, oat milk, and vegan protein, it's a dairy-free, plant-based smoothie you can feel great about. With 13 grams of protein and half your daily fiber, it's an easy way to get the essential nutrients your body craves. Skip the line and order online for pickup or delivery. Smoothie King. Rule the day.
You started as an RN, caring for one patient at a time, but now you're being called to help more patients more often. By earning your Master's in Nursing Leadership and Healthcare Systems degree online from Grand Canyon University, you could become a leader responsible for staff development and patient care outcomes. What do you think making a difference in healthcare looks like? GCU offers over 175 high-quality online programs like this one. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.